Happy Easter. Our gospel today takes us back to the first Easter Sunday night. Our Lord demonstrates to the apostles just how real his resurrection is when he passes through the locked doors of the upper room and shows them his wounds. He says to them, "Shalom," or "peace be with you." Shalom in Hebrew means much more than just the absence of conflict. Shalom means the full flourishing of our entire being as God created us to be in the Garden of Eden. We should not underestimate how important it is for Christians, both past and present, to hear these words, "Peace be with you." As we recall, just 3 nights prior, the apostles had abandoned Jesus, even though they had claimed they would never leave him. Judas turned traitor. Peter, our first pope, denied our Lord, and all the rest of the apostles, with the exception of St. John, ran away in fear. The apostles were not just afraid of the Jews. Perhaps they were also afraid that Jesus was not going to be entirely happy about their lack of faith. Today we struggle with these same problems: fear, denial, mistrust, and unfaithfulness. And yet Christ transcends all of our human weaknesses and recreates in us shalom, an environment of trust, reassurance, and intimacy with God, a sense of deep and abiding peace that is only possible in and through Christ. Christ shows us his infinite mercy when he extends peace to the apostles. Their fear turns into rejoicing because our Lord offers them his mercy and grace that reconciles the apostles back to him. The good news of the gospel is that we can readily receive this same peace that the apostles received in the upper room. Christ wants to transform our fear, our guilt, our anger, our selfishness into shalom. On Easter Sunday night, our Lord established the sacrament of reconciliation. Our gospel describes how Jesus forgave the apostles by saying, "Peace be with you," not once, but 3 times. Just like in the Bible, "Holy, holy, holy." That's biblical talk for "listen up, this is important." Jesus then breathed on the apostles and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." The only other time in Scripture that this particular Greek word for breathe is used is when God the Father breathed life into man at the creation story in Genesis. This symbolizes for us that the church is Christ's new creation. The church, as the mystical body of Christ, now breathes the life of the Holy Spirit through its priests. In doing so, our Lord established the sacrament of penance by assuring the apostles that whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained. Our Lord transfers his mission of mercy, his mission of healing and reconciliation to the Father, onto the apostles when he says, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." This mission is fulfilled each and every time we receive the sacrament of reconciliation. This mission is so important that it is one of the 6 precepts of the church: to make a sacramental confession at least once a year, usually during Lent or in the Easter season. Ideally, however, we should confess our sins at least once a month. This is the essential mission of the church, the forgiveness of our sins. Jesus, through his divine mercy, has given the Catholic Church the power to forgive sins. This forgiveness restores back to us a right relationship with God. This right relationship is what brings us to a deep, everlasting peace that can only be found in Christ. This is the meaning of shalom, the meaning of the peace of Christ. But this mission of mercy, this spreading of peace or shalom, must not stop at the confessional. It's not ours to keep. We are called through the gospel to bring this Easter message of mercy to the whole world. In fact, Jesus tells us that we must give mercy and peace to others in order for us to receive mercy and peace ourselves. In order to understand the depths of his mercy, we should ask ourselves, if I died today and received judgment, and the Lord was as merciful to me as I have been to others, would I live eternity in heaven or in hell? This simple question helps us to understand our utter dependence on God's infinite mercy and forgiveness that is brought to us through the cross. It is no coincidence, then, that we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday on this second Sunday of Easter. This feast was established by Pope St. John Paul II nearly 20 years ago to draw us closer to the infinite love of the Sacred Heart of Jesus that burns with love for each and every one of us. Divine Mercy Sunday begs us to acknowledge our need for the sacrament of penance and asks us to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. A chaplet, if you're not familiar with this form of prayer, is like a shortened rosary and can be prayed on ordinary rosary beads or your fingers. The Divine Mercy Chaplet can be prayed as an individual, as a married couple, or as a family. It takes less than 10 minutes, and it can be said easily on your ride in to work or school, or as nightly family prayer. It is especially well-suited for families with younger children because the responses are so simple, yet so powerful. In our consideration of our Lord's divine mercy, and just a week removed from Good Friday, we don't venture too far away from the cross and continue to recognize our weaknesses, our failings, and our sins, our need for God's infinite mercy in our lives. We are invited by Christ on this Divine Mercy Sunday to overcome our own personal doubts and fears and join St. Thomas when he says, "My Lord and my God." Let's trust in the divine mercy of God. Let us pray that through the graces received in the worthy reception of the Eucharist, we might be better able to spread the mercy of God to all those around us through our words, through our actions, and through our prayers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us stand.